About 6% of Spaniards suffer from a rare disease, one of those that almost anyone knows or remembers the name of, but which marks the life of those who suffer from it. A tiny percentage that has 3 million faces in our country. Many patients wait, on average, about 4 years for a diagnosis, if they are lucky, because otherwise it can take up to 10 years in the 20% of cases. According to the study on the situation of social and health needs of people with rare diseases in Spain, the Tenseri study of 2017. In the meantime, the patient receives no support or treatment, or receives it inadequately, or his illness gets worse. This is the reason why, for the past 10 years, we celebrate in February the World Rare Disease Day, to remind us that they exist because, even if they are few, they matter. There are about 7,000 rare diseases in the world, and unfortunately, a large percentage of those affected need support that they do not always receive. According to the Tenseri study, more than 80% have a certificate of disability and many need help with their daily activities, home life, traveling or mobility. Only 12.81% do not need any support. Fortunately, there are always cases that enlighten and can help many people to become aware of these and other realities, to know that there is hope. One of them is Alberto Beñafiel from Elche. He's 26 years old and works as a systems developer and analyst in a company in Alicante. He's passionate about music, travels, cinema and technology. When he was only 2 years old, he was diagnosed with a little known cancer, retinoblastoma. It is a malignant tumor that appears in childhood and affects the retinal tissues of the eye, in his case, the left one. So if they wanted to save him, there was only an option, to insert an ocular prosthesis that would change his life. "Since I got my first ocular prosthesis," explains Beñafiel, "I have experienced all kinds of situations, some of them very hard, during my childhood, like incomprehension and loneliness. But I have always been very open, I have had good friends, and the great privilege of growing up in an amazing, close-knit family who has always been there for me. Together, they helped me to move forward and overturn a situation that was complicated to live with. That's why, despite having this handicap, I managed to achieve everything I set out to do. Music, on the other hand, has accompanied me throughout my life and has helped me to overcome many barriers. An example of this passion that I live in my daily life is my participation in the group Mosaico, made up of about 30 young people from different realities and cities in Spain. It is a project to work on universal values such as peace, fraternity, and dialogue between cultures. The hardest thing about having a rare disease is that you don't know anyone who has been through the same thing. Am I the only one? I used to ask myself when I was a child. But a year ago, I received an unexpected gift. Without looking for it, while surfing the net, I came across the IRED Association, the Spanish Retinoblastoma Association, of which I'm now a very grateful member. I met there other people who understand my pain because they have experienced it. I have seen how each person faces life, and I have met other realities, people my own age to talk to, families who are just starting out, who arrive very scared and find support from others who have already been through it. Now, I see how much I needed it, because there is a way out, there is a cure, but there is also a lot of work to be done to make it visible. With the association, we do webinars with the specialists, fundraising campaigns, and now we are launching a project that I'm very excited with, a documentary video to show the more human side of this disease, because unfortunately, this type of cancer continues to live in the shadows, and that's why it's very important to keep looking for a way to overcome this disease without losing your sight, or worse, your life. In any case, I can only be grateful. Without this disease, which has always accompanied me, I will not be the person I am now. It showed me the more human side of life, the importance of valuing who we are. And once I accepted my pathology, because it wasn't always easy to accept this pain, I discovered the path I want to follow, that is, helping others.